Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The World Central Kitchen confirms at least five of its aid workers were killed by an Israeli airstrike in Gaza on Monday. The group delivers meals to people in war zones and disaster areas. The Israeli Defense Force said an investigation is underway. The U.S. looking more into the Israeli airstrike in Syria that killed a top Iranian general, a former U.S. National Security Advisor making his best guess at how Iran might respond.
I think they'll launch some missiles by way of Hezbollah, probably into northern Israel.
Michael Allen points out Israeli troops have been fighting Hezbollah along Lebanon's southern border since the war with Hamas broke out. A temporary channel is now open around the site of the Baltimore Bridge collapse for essential vessels and for clearing debris. President Biden set to visit Baltimore Friday to meet with state and local officials involved in recovery. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
President Biden and his team are working with Governor Moore, the congressional delegation, Mayor Scott, and numerous state and local officials to reopen the port.
The IRS says it believes millions of Americans will have the opportunity to file their taxes for free using the agency's new online filing program. Approximately 19 million, or nearly 12% of all individually filed tax returns, can now be processed online at no cost through the IRS, according to a recent estimate. Commissioner Danny Werfel announced in a weekend video release that taxpayers in 12 states will have the option to use this program for the first time ever. It's seen as stiff competition for other online tax preparation apps. Much of the U.S. will be bracing for severe storms this week. Things kicked off Monday evening with tornado watches, severe thunderstorm alerts posted from North Texas to Illinois and Indiana. There were some reports of hail up to golf ball size. This is USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
The last living survivor of the Japanese attack on the USS Arizona in Pearl Harbor has died. Luke Conter died Monday in Grass Valley, California, according to his family. He was 102 years old. He was among more than 2,000 Americans killed during the Japanese bombings of Pearl Harbor in December 1941. It is the event which triggered U.S. involvement in World War II. The mayor of Uvalde, Texas, is stepping down after less than a year on the job. Mayor Cody Smith announced his resignation Monday, citing medical issues. Filing tax returns has become a source of stress for Gen Z, USA's John Schaefer.
A survey conducted by Cash App Taxes reveals that one out of every four individuals in this age bracket feels the need to seek therapy to cope with the anxiety of tax filing. Tax professionals note that many Gen Z clients are filing taxes for the first time and lack fundamental knowledge, such as where to obtain a 1099 form or its purpose.
McDonald's bringing back a missing menu item. USA's Laura Winters on the story.
The bagel. McDonald's stopped serving bagels as a standalone item on its all-day breakfast menu back in 2020, but now about a third of the nearly 14,000 U.S. locations have put them back on the menu. Many McDonald's fans thrilled, posting pictures of their yummy breakfast sandwich with the bagel all over social media.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. Great to have you with us. We've got James Herson, New York Times bestselling author and legal analyst with us. Hey, Mr. James, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well, Bill, and how are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I'm excited. This is, my favorite season of the year. This being Holy Week and leading into that incredible Easter Sunday when it was discovered that the tomb was empty. And you know, James, all these thousands of years later, the tomb is still empty.
That's right. It is. And that's what we're going to celebrate Sunday morning.
Amen.
But Holy Week is. It's the highest holiday of the year for virtually every denomination, every variety of Christian, and it happens to coincide with the Jewish Passover, which is what Catholic Christians celebrate at every Mass. So there's things locking us together, and it's so meaningful because we can't truly appreciate what the Lord's passion really is. It's so immense. It's so beyond the physical suffering that is hard for us to grasp because the spiritual
exactly.
suffering is even greater. And it's the ultimate manifestation and exhibit of God's love for us. Collectively and individually, and so that's just a wonderful part of what's going on this year.
Yeah, speaking of the Lord's passion, this is a time when many people will see once again the passion of the Christ, that 20-minute scourging scene, which is so hard to watch. And, you and I both have spoken with Jim Caviezel, and Jim relayed to me, he had body armor, during the scourging scene. And he said that at one point, one of the strands of the whip hit him and it missed the body armor, but he felt it. It got his very skin. And he said, "Bill, it just turned me inside. The pain was just unreal." He goes, and that was just one part of it. And you think about the Lord, James. He didn't have body armor on, and we see all these depictions of the scourging that took place. And what people, the Bible said that Jesus was so, filleted and sliced up and cut up with the scourging. I mean, these guys were so good in doing this. I mean, they were black belt, 10 degree black belt professionals in terms of how to execute a scourging. And, they just cut the Lord up to the point that he was irrecognizable.
Oh, absolutely. And it's interesting that in the research leading up to that film, Mel Gibson and his co-writing partner consulted all kinds of expertise and used the writings of Ann Emmerich try to see, you know, where they had visions and to fill in the details of Christ's passion. And it's interesting that the medical experts, and along with the historical experts, basically said that this was exactly what the Romans were doing. They found that, you know, the Romans had, people don't, they'll call it a whipping. They don't understand what a scourging is. But at the end of that whip, there was like a heavy, almost like a big ball bearing. And then in between that and the handle, there were strategically placed spikes. I mean, they were large, meant to rip flesh off of the person that was being scourged. And if many, many of the people that were sentenced to scourging passed away in the scourging, and there's no question that the Lord went into shock medically, and most likely, in addition to his physical pain, was vomiting, was feeling immense nausea. And it was in that condition, with all of his wounds from the scourging, he was presented to the crowd by Pilate. And Pilate said, "Hey, could you let this guy go now? Look at what I've done to him." And they didn't. And they'd rather let someone who was a criminal go free. And, you know, it's interesting because everything about the Lord's passion is unjust. And it exhibited the true nature of the fallen world. And this is what we're going through right now. We're looking at the world and we're looking at our own country, and we see that there are people and a lot of our leaders who no longer believe in justice, who no longer believe in due process, who no longer believe in the amazing protections that we're graced with and we are bad stewards of now, but we were given this gift of a constitutional republic, and we're clearly, I mean, even Elon Musk put up a post recently that says, you know, he always voted Democrat. He says, but if we don't get the Democrats out of power, if they remain in power, the quote, "America is toast," close quote. Yeah. This is a guy, you know, the wealthiest guy in the world. A lot of people are saying, my goodness, Elon Musk got red-pilled. But, of course, the left is now saying Elon Musk is dangerous. He has to be a target. So Elon Musk has become target number two for the leftist globalist combine, with the former president being number one.
Yeah, I mean, the deal is that, you know, he sees what's going up, and he also said something rather succinctly here recently. He put on X, he just says, it's messed up. I mean, that's what it is. It's just, you know, so many people just realize that, wait a minute, this is really messed up. The lawfare that's taking place, the way they've attacked Trump, the way they're attacking Christians and maligning us and calling us, you know, Christian nationalists, and all this again to marginalize people of faith. And what are we guilty of? I mean, it was people of faith that served as the foundation by the grace of God to build this country to begin with. And it's people who have declared there's no longer God that are taking over the powers of our government and coming up with these fundamental transformations of our country and the marketplace, James. And, you know, as Ronald Reagan said and reminded us very clearly, all it takes is one generation, right, to lose it all.
Yeah, there's no question. Yeah, we have people in power, and they're taking instruction from other people who are anti-human. There's no question about it. They don't believe in human dignity. They don't believe in any kind of human value. They disregard the value of human life. They seem, I mean, if you look at the policies that are being promoted by the globalists at the World Economic Forum that are being implemented in throughout the West, these are human harming policies.
And we got to go to break. We've got more from James Hurston on the other side. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Have you heard? 2/3 of American Christians don't know how to tell others about Jesus, but it can be as easy as asking a simple question. Our Have You Heard challenge invites Christians to ask at least 10 people throughout the year if they've heard the gospel message. If someone responds that they've not heard, then the believer can share about the love of Christ with them. If the person already knows Christ, they can join the challenge and share the gospel themselves. It's time for Christians in America to stop internalizing our faith and get out there and share it. It might seem daunting to share the gospel, but all it takes is one simple question. Have you heard? To learn how you can initiate spiritual conversations and potentially make an eternal impact in the lives of people in your own community, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
American 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. We're talking with the New York Times bestselling author and legal analyst, James Herson. James, the rule in law, I mean, as a legal analyst, has been so critical and foundational to this country. And the powers to be, the ruling class, is ignoring the rule of law, you know, and this is something that we, you know, it doesn't take, you know, us to live very much on this planet to realize what's fair and non-fair. In fact, if you listen to little kids, I mean, at 2 years old, as soon as they can speak, one of the first things they realize is it's not fair. And they will tell you clearly it's not fair. And this is what's happening in our country today. There's so much with lawfare and the way they've targeted Donald Trump. And understand this, that Donald Trump's just the beginning. I mean, if they can do it to Donald Trump, they can do it to anybody. And this is why some of these businesses and big corporations are saying to New York, we're out of here. And it's also the impact that it will have. Even Jonathan Turley, again, said something we had pointed out early on with Liz Peek, a Fox News contributor. I said, Liz, the impact that this will have is global, because people are going to look at New York and want nothing to do in investing in New York with all the crime that's going on and smash and grabbing and the whole mess that's existing in New York. And then on top of that, you add these prosecutors and district attorneys who want to come in and could take your business away. Forget it, right?
No, there's no question. I mean, to have a functioning economy, you have to have a level of integrity, first of all, in the population, because people have to trust each other to do business together.
Right.
Contracts are a part of it, but if you can't do business with someone on a handshake, you probably can't do business with them at all.
Exactly.
And the same way is, in order to do business, you have to have some sort of framework, a rule of law. And a rule of law is dependent on a profession. It happens to be my profession. It happens to be people that are legal professionals, because who are they? Well, they're the prosecutors, they're the defense lawyers, and they're the judges. And once you undermine the integrity of the lawyers and judges, then what you've done is you've created a significant part of the legal system that is non-functional. That means people don't get a fair trial. So, for example, it's not just President Trump. Anyone
right.
who's the wrong ethnicity in New York City, if they're prosecuted, they will not get a fair trial. Why? Because you have Soros prosecutors, and you have a jury pool of people who are people that unfortunately have been polluted by the system and believe the woke ideology, and they will apply it in the legal system. We see it every day.
Exactly.
We see criminals being basically released in various ways, either through no bail or through prosecutors that don't do their job, and making life miserable for the rest of the people, making it unsafe. And there are certain cities, I mean, that where life is getting more and more third world-ish.
Mm-hmm.
New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, San Francisco, to name a few.
Yeah, in Washington, D.C., oh, yeah, by the way.
Yes, of course. And that's, you know, and so what... Peter Navarro, a former professor out here at the University of California, Irvine, a former economics official in the Trump administration, is doing hard time as we speak.
Exactly.
Over a charge of not showing up for a committee that was proven to be illegitimately formed and contains members who have committed, appear to have committed alleged crimes. So the idea that is due process, and meanwhile we see
Hunter Biden
son,
yes.
Not show up when he subpoenaed, we saw Eric Holder not do it. I mean, other people in there. So it's they say these euphemisms, the two-tier justice system. What is the non-functioning justice system? And that is the hallmark of a totalitarian regime. That's how Stalin and Hitler rolled. That's how Xi Jinping rolls.
Exactly.
You got a fair trial in Hong Kong. You don't anymore.
Yeah, and exactly.
So that's the way it works. But in any case, in Holy Week, we're going to use the power of prayer, and we're going to pray very hard for the future of our country because, we're very close to a pivotal election, and we can see the gears in motion of, of election manipulation. We got obviously the lawfare's perhaps the biggest part of it right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you're wondering, James, if a pandemic is just around the corner. We spoke with an emergency room doctor this week, and he said that in part of the bill, this other iteration, it's not the omnibus, but it was still a package bill, 1,000 pages in it, was funding for the next pandemic. And you find out they've been working on gain of function on this bird flu. And guess what this special money is for? It's for this bird flu. And the bird flu is... They tell me it's 1,000 times more lethal than COVID. So COVID worked very effectively for the Democrats. It allowed them to stuff the ballot box. And don't think that they'll refrain from doing what got them into the Oval Office in 2020.
Well, they're using this term black swan, which refers to an event that you didn't expect that happened. Mm-hmm. We're going to have an event between now and November. We just don't know, exactly what it's going to be. I mean, it's pretty clear that there are people in our country right now in power who want a wider war than what we're seeing. And they seem to be doing everything possible to essentially coax right now. It looks like the Russians, but in addition, there are other hotspots all over the world, and it does appear that that's a possible event.
We've had open borders for 3 years. Look how many millions of people have come into the country. Joe Biden is flying them in. The other day, the Republicans tried to pass a bill that would prohibit the government from spending any money on illegal flights coming into the country with illegal aliens. I mean, hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens are being flown into the interior of the country, and it's being paid for with tax money. The Republicans said, no, this has to come to an end. And I will say this, not one Democratic senator voted to stop the funding of this of these illegal flights that are happening in the middle of the night into the interior of the country. So that tells you a lot about the Democratic Party and the Biden administration, right?
Oh, it does. But it also is a tragedy because the very idea of taking people into the country with tax money and flying them across our borders and doing it in secret while spending our money, that is criminal. And there's no question that, there's so many grounds for impeachment that it seems as though the Republican Party is playing a different game than what the Democrat Party plays. I mean,
some of them are leaving office, James. Some of them are leaving office at a time when we need them, which is a whole other deal. We only got about 30 seconds left, so I'm going to let you summarize and bring everything into perspective in light of this Holy Week and a time to draw nearer to God. Best-selling author and legal analyst, the one and only, no baloney, James Herson. We love him. Thank you, James. Take care, buddy.
All right, you too now, Bill.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty.
Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
USA News Update. The U.S. is investigating after an Iranian military commander was targeted in an Israeli airstrike. USA's John Schaefer with details.
The Iranian military commander was targeted in that airstrike on the Iranian embassy in Syria. Former senior director of the National Security Council, Michael Allen, says he expects Iran to respond.
I think they'll want something that's more than symbolic, but short of outright declaration of war with Israel, because neither Hezbollah or Iran want that.
Iran confirms the commander's death, stating he was involved in shipping weapons to Hezbollah in Lebanon. Israeli troops continue to engage Hezbollah along Lebanon's southern border amid the conflict with Hamas.
Meanwhile, the World Central Kitchen confirms at least 5 of its aid workers were killed by an Israeli airstrike in Gaza on Monday. The group delivers meals to people in war zones and disaster areas. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
With us sharing a part of your day, I'm Bill Martinez. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Janice Daniels is going to be joining us in just a moment. Janice, of course, is the former 9th mayor of Troy, Michigan, and we're going to talk about something that people don't like to talk about. I don't know why. Maybe because it's just a lightning rod or something. You know, we can't talk about people who cheat. We can't talk about bogus elections. I mean, we are becoming these third world countries that we make fun of and just kind of shake our head and go, yeah, somebody gets 85% of the vote, like Putin, you will vote for me or else. I mean, it's like this is becoming America. You will vote. And don't worry if you don't vote for me. I have ways to get votes anyway, so I don't need your vote anyway. Because, if you don't vote for me, you're not black or you're not Mexican or you're not whatever it is that you're supposed to be in order to be, part of the Biden group and the Democratic Party group. I mean, this is how bizarre it is. Forget about how much pain and the reality of the policies that has put pressure, enormous pressure on the American household today. I mean, what are we down? About $1,200 more a month is the cost of living in Joe Biden's America. Thank you very much. And again, I say it's Joe Biden's America. It's the Democratic Party. And dare I say, even those rhino Republicans who are going along, they're doing this to us, ladies and gentlemen. You get that? This is what they're doing to us. Well, Janice Daniels is connected with us now, and I'll bring her on. Janice, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Bill. I'm very well. Thank you. Even in spite of the Biden regime and what they're doing to this country.
Yeah, I mean, it's absolute madness that, became real obvious in 2020, so much so that the organic response was January the 6th.
And, you know, say what you want to say about it. But, you know, step back a minute. Let's take a 30,000-foot view of what happened on January the 6th. And you see that there were a lot of elements. It wasn't the narrative that has been put out there by the Biden regime and the propaganda machine of the Democratic Party and Nancy Pelosi. You know, this was like everything else about the Democratic Party. It's rigged. They rigged that narrative. They rigged the program. They knew people were coming out. And they had people working months in advance, Janice. This just didn't happen one day. It wasn't just something that they said, hey, we're, how about if we just do this, you know, and we'll just set up this trap and them. No, this had been in operation for months. And but, you know, our government's not interested because they're the ones that affected it, right? The FBI, we found out we had at least 40 FBI agents in the midst there. And they were all part and parcel. They knew this stuff was happening. It was coming down. And they orchestrated this in order to, you know, promote their own interests, right? It wasn't the Democratic Republic. It wasn't about we the people. Not at all.
No, I agree with you. And the overarching question that needs to be asked is, why do we steal elections just because we can? I mean, just because we can steal elections, why do we steal them? I don't think it has anything to do with ballots or people going to Washington to redress their grievances. That's a constitutional right that we all have, to redress our grievances before our government, and that's what the people on January 6th did. The insurrection was on November 3rd, 2020, when they stole that election.
Exactly.
And they're claiming, now I read an article recently called 2 weeks to flatten the curve became 8 months to change the election. And
right.
The interesting thing is that they basically indicate that absentee ballots were the cause of the theft of the election, this massive mail-in ballot scheme that the usurpers of good government came about and created. But you know what? I think it's absentee morality that is the real problem that we have here. Absentee morality. How is it that we can believe that we should steal an election, even if we can? And in fact, that goes all the way back to the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not steal a piece of bread, a notebook, a dress out of a store, an election for a country. What is it that causes people to become so depraved that they would consider stealing an election? I mean, even if, Bill, I had access to 15 million absentee ballots for the candidate of my choice, I wouldn't turn them in. I mean, that's just, to me, basic morality.
Right.
So now, how does that come about? I mean, the people, we the people who love the American Republic and consider that to be the good life, I don't think we're any different than the communists or collectivists who actually believe that they should dominate other people's lives. So, in other words, they think that they're being moral by stealing the election for their candidate. And therein lies the rub. We're up against a set of people that don't understand. To me, it's a defect of the soul.
Yes. Well, the thing is that, see, they know inherently they're not good enough, right? I mean, why do people cheat? They cheat because they know they're not good enough. If it's a football game, a Super Bowl game, a basketball game, whatever, they're going to cheat because they know they're not good enough. And the policies clearly, I mean, in this case, they clearly are being played out. They don't work. Historically, they've never worked. But, you know, they want power and control so they can get their way, and they're willing to cheat, they're willing to lie, they're willing to steal because they have the capacity to do so. And what happens, you see, Janice, when you walk away and you turn your back on God and you say there's no absolute truth
And the Democratic Party, if you remember, during their convention in 2000, they took God out of their party platform. That gave them license. That gave them the license. That's when everybody should have said, because I remember when that happened, I go, oh, my God. What did they just do? It's kind of like that same moment when I heard John Lennon, you know, kind of cynically say, well, the Beatles are, you know, bigger than Jesus, right? Well, of course, he was wrong, because we know that, transsexuals and the trans agenda is bigger than Jesus now, is according to Joe Biden. So less than 1% of America, but they have more place than Jesus, even on Easter.
How in the world?
This is, go ahead.
Bill, how in the world has the human psyche been whittled down so badly that we don't seek justice any longer?
Because we don't seek God. We don't seek the one who is the king, the one who justifies. You see, we're
absolutely
back to the book of Judges. We want to see things according to our own eyes. This is a clear manifestation of it. But this is to the max, the way it's being manifest. And really it requires, if we're going to be able to turn this around, God willing, and it's really going to be because God wills it to be, then, the remnant, the people, you know, just like the remnant that came together, it wasn't 100% of Americans and people who came over on the boats and the pilgrims and everything. It was a remnant of God's chosen people that he blessed in order to help us realize this American dream. And here we are. We're back in that situation again, and the remnant is being called forth. They're being called out to speak truth to power, and to have no compromise. And this is what's happening. Are we going to step up or not? Are we just going to continue on business as usual and just watch this country implode, and then the next generation say, hey, thanks a lot, Dad. Thanks a lot, Grandpa. Great job.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, why are we letting what is happening to the individual man named Donald Trump happen? Why are we allowing that to happen? Don't we have any moral courage? Don't we have any ability to stand up in a massive amount of people, all 80 million of us that voted for him? Can't we stand up and say, stop this? Because how they're treating Donald Trump is how they intend to treat us if they are left unstopped.
Exactly. And I know you meant to say 70 million, but anyway, we'll talk more on the other side. More from Janice Daniels after this. Stay with us.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Just like that, we're back with you. Bill Martinez here, along with Janice Daniels. Always great to have her insight as well and her wisdom as we're talking about, you know, these things that you're not supposed to talk about, you know, like a fraudulent election. And as Janice was saying, you know, Janice, I was doing a deeper dive on this and looking back at it because if you remember, it wasn't that long ago, the first black, and I'm only just saying because they always say he's the first black attorney general of our country. If you remember, Eric Holder, and he looked in the camera and said, there's enough. He kind of laughed and mocked the idea of fraudulent elections and cheating and everything like that. Cheating doesn't exist. I mean, fraudulently. I mean, it was like, there's nothing to see here. He tried to Jedi us, you know, into thinking that, you know, he put the Jedi whammy on us that we wouldn't, you know, see cheating when we can see it. I mean, come on. You know, your eyes, your lying eyes are not lying to you. You know, it's obvious. And as I mentioned before, 60% plus of America to this day says, look, there's something fishy. But anyway, as I was doing a deeper dive, because one of the things that came out even after, I mean, the Democrats, you got to love them. They're so arrogant and blatant. They finally surrendered the idea that JFK's election, that there was obvious voter fraud. You know, in Illinois, and I think there was a couple other places as well. You know, Hawaii, I think, was another one. But it was real obvious that there was. But, you know, at the time, you know, it was brought up, and Nixon decided, hey, I'm just going to go along. I'm going to yield to the ruling class and the apparatchik. And he surrendered the vote to JFK. And, you know, and now, all these years later, they admit, they go, well, the truth be known. I mean, it's like, what, if the truth be known? I mean, it's just so casual. Like, if you really want to know, you know, that Super Bowl, you know, game that you played and you lost all that money, we cheated, you know. So, tough for you. It's okay. Like Harry Reid. Remember Harry Reid in the well of the Senate, you know, kind of laughing about Mitt Romney, why he didn't get elected, and this was after, you know, Eric, that Congress Senator Reid had lied about, you know, Mitt Romney and everything. He said, well, he didn't get elected president, did he? You know, kind of deal. What a smart aleck. I mean, you're the leader of the Senate. You're a senator of the United States of America, and that is your response? How juvenile and how tyrannical. So you know, you say, how did we get here? One step at a time, a little step. We just continued to miss the target to the point that you had the full-blown manifestation of cheating and stealing an election that was so flagrant
in 2020, and here we are, the American people, we the people, suffering because of what Joe Biden, the Democratic Party, the rhinos of the Republican, and the establishment of our government. This is why we have got to get rid of them, to get control of our government, Janice.
I know that. And I don't know if you know that prior to the unconstitutional ratification of the 12th Amendment, which changed our method of voting for the president and the vice president, prior to that, in the election of 1800, there was some chicanery going on where, in fact, it used to be that every person got to cast a vote for two people out of a list of, say, however many put their name in the hat to run for the president or the vice president. Mm-hmm. The person who got the most votes became the president. The person who got the second most votes became the vice president. Well, in the election of 1800, Thomas Jefferson and Aaron Burr got the same number of votes, and that was 73 electoral votes. So now this threw it into the House of Representatives. And guess what? The House of Representatives in 1800 were as cowardly as the House of Representatives are in 2024. It took them 36 ballots to finally vote Jefferson as the new president. Now, meanwhile, Alexander Hamilton, the renowned financier, Alexander Hamilton, influenced that final vote by advocating for Thomas Jefferson. And there are stories that will say that that fueled the rivalry between Hamilton and Aaron Burr that led to Alexander
Hamilton's life.
Death. Yeah. That's right.
Exactly.
That's right.
Right.
And that's the kind of chicanery that just has been going on for forever. So I have just recently been trying to decide how in the world it is that just because we can steal elections, we do steal elections.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to show you how much I know how to have a good time. I've been listening to Plato's Republic, believe it or not. I know. It was Plato that said, justice is the excellence of the soul. And as I had alluded to earlier, injustice is a deficit of the soul. So that wasn't my thinking. It was my reiterating what Plato thought. But who defines justice and injustice? Well, C.S. Lewis kind of took a little stab at it in his book, Mere Christianity. He said that if no set of moral ideas were truer or better than any other, there would be no sense in preferring civilized morality to savage morality or Christian morality to Nazi morality. So in effect, we are actually comparing two moralities with some real morality.
Yes,
and
exactly.
So there is such a thing as a real right.
Right.
So we didn't invent the laws of human nature, but we ought to follow them. And so I'm wondering how the human psyche has been whittled down so badly not to even explore these great thoughts of these great men who preceded us. And therein, I think, lies the solution, educating the American people. How do we do it? Well, let shows like yours. Voices like mine and yours.
Exactly. Well, Janice, some of this stuff is so academic. I keep bringing this up over and over again, and it was several years ago when God had brought this to my thinking and my understanding. It's like the law of gravity. Okay? I mean, and the law of gravity is so obvious. It's inarguable, right? And there are so many, and every other tenet that we talk about, you know, morality and these things that we debate back and forth, you've got to understand that just like the law of gravity, there are laws, there are commandments. God designed, you know, his creation in such a way so that there would be harmony. He understood that this was going to exist in a fallen world, and so there were going to be all kinds of iterations and obliterations of his law, and this is why it says that when man comes up with his ideas, God laughs. And he laughs because it's like, wait a minute, you knuckleheads, it's real simple. You know, remember what I told Cain, if you do right, will it not go well for you? And that idea of right are those, is that truism. It is that, like the law of gravity, it's these laws that you need to honor. If you honor those laws, you will get the righteousness. You will get what you expect. See, but all the rest of the stuff is man fighting and getting frustrated because they keep trying to fit a round peg in a square hole. It's not going to happen, Janice.
Yes, I agree with you. Or they deny God's existence at all. And therein lies the rub. Unfortunately,
you got unfettered morality. You got your own definitions, your own laws that you want to work out. That's fine. The Ten Commandments, according to you, holy Moses, and all the other blind people, you're taking over the cliff, right?
That's right. And we can't even define what a woman is. And the cowards in the Senate that confirmed this most recent U.S. Supreme Court justice. Who couldn't define what a woman is should be shamed. They should be shamed out of office, quite frankly.
Where does this lead, Janice? That's the deal. All of a sudden, that puts the country on a different trajectory. To your point, okay.
Yep.
And so here we are. We're at this point where the President of the United States ignores Easter for the most part and bows and bends a knee to the transgender community that represents, 0.06 of the population? Oh, my God. I mean, look, I get it. Democratic, in this Democratic Republic, we didn't want to believe in majority rule, but, we've thrown that out, and now we're suffering because now it's minority rule?
Right. It's weaponized democracy. Two wolves and a sheep deciding what's for dinner. We are living under weaponized democracy. And so, again, I go back to, we have to educate the people. And that's why I love the group, the organization, the John Birch Society, quite frankly, because they have consistently, since 1958, had a foundation of loving God, recognizing that all men are created equal. And I say all men, I mean all people are created equal. And that doesn't mean we're all equal. Did I ever tell you, Bill, I'm a woman of color? It just so happens, though, that my color is honey beige. Does that make me any less worthy of another woman of color?
Right,
no.
Exactly. Of course.
All people are created equally.
Yes, right.
And that doesn't
predetermine an equal outcome. See, that's the rub. That's the misunderstanding of God's word, right?
That's right. It's not an equal outcome. It's an equal opportunity. And thank God for this great, great earth that we have been, this life that we have been given to celebrate liberty.
Well, Janice, the question is, will it live on? Will it? We've been here before. Is this our time? Can a minority of people, just like when this nation was founded, can this remnant come together one more time to save this country?
And I say yes, because I do intend, and we do intend, to keep this republic. So help us, God. Thank you so much, Bill, for inviting me on your show.
I so appreciate you, Janice Daniels. Always welcome. Great to have you here with us. Janice Daniels, the former 9th mayor of Troy, Michigan.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a...